a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
Pull it, pull it, pull it.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
Number two underway here on this Tuesday night. Super Tuesday. Stupid Tuesday. All these states with their primaries. This is nuts. It's been crazy keeping up with it tonight. Super Tuesday, welcome to the show. My name is Mike Chambers. We're talking about the primaries and caucuses. And we're expecting anytime results from Alaska to start filtering through on the Republican side of things. And already 60% of the Democratic vote is in, but we're waiting for information from Alaska, and we've been watching Minnesota, and Ron Paul's still in fourth in Minnesota, and that looks like probably where he's going to finish out the night. Colorado votes are still coming in with 67% in. Ron Paul's still in fourth with 8.4%. That's where he's going to stay, I would imagine. But again, the big thing for tonight for Ron Paul is Montana. So far, he finishes in second, picks up five delegates out of North Dakota. Now, Montana might be a winner-take-all state. I've got to double-check on that. But North Dakota picks up five delegates for Ron Paul. That's going to add to it. And so it's a huge thing. I mean, that's what Ron Paul needs, is to pick up delegates in every state that he's in. And he had to get a minimum of 15% of the caucus vote in North Dakota to walk away with that, and did so. With 21%, so very good job. And we're going to watch Alaska here during the next hour to see those totals come in. A lot of people think Ron Paul's got a shot in Alaska. More, he's had more donations from Alaskans than any other candidate. So obviously, you know, some support there. There's not going to be a huge turnout of voters today. But let's go back to the phone. We've got Roger, who's been... He's been holding. Roger, go ahead and finish up your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks. I got to apologize for coming across a bit still. I'm running a bit ragged. I just need just a minute or two more. Otherwise, I've been having basically buckets of fun using Queer Channel's own media against them. And please, people, whatever you do, even if you believe it, do not ever use any liberal socialist paradigm lines. If you have a show host who has a half a brain or better, then even if he does not do so, you will certainly deserve to be dismembered. So only ever use, like, strict constructionist, constitutionalist-type lines to all the more powerfully illustrate their total intellectual and constitutional bankruptcy. I get on with that discussing. Larry Simone fills in for Sean Sanity, you know, that being just one step removed from total insanity. Larry Kudlow, Barry Farber, etc. And these shows, surprisingly, are just really extremely easy to penetrate. People just do not realize their power that they are failing to exercise. And just how... Now, it's very
I've got to cut you off there because we've got to run. And I've got to get into more. Roger, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. Oh, yeah. The Lawman Brothers. Can't beat it with a stick. And why would you want to? Yeah. Lord, I was born a rambling man. Trying to make a living and just doing the best I can. See, when the commercial doesn't fire, the tune plays. Boom. And occasionally you have a little thing. Computers don't always do what they're told to do. And so we have Manny, who's quick at the switch. He went, boom, and took care of it. And so we were not sitting there at dinner for 3 minutes until we come back. If you want to join us on the program tonight, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we're talking about the primary, the primaries that took place across the country today, Super Tuesday, 24 primaries in total that have been going on. And I got to tell you, when I went in to vote today, I knew Ron Paul was not going to do well here in Oklahoma, where I live. But there was just a giddiness. There was an excitement when I left my house this morning to go vote for Ron Paul. Because, and I've said this before, this is the first election I have ever, where I've donated money and where I have talked up a candidate. I have never done this before. And everybody I talk to involved with Ron Paul, it's the same thing. I've never given money before. Never. And it's an incredible thing. Just the excitement level as I had as I drove over to the junior high school where we vote. And I walked in and gave my name. And I took that ballot over there. And it was just that was the presidential primary was the only thing on the ballot. And, of course, I had the yellow Republican ballot because Oklahoma's a closed primary. And I just stared at that that ballot. And I thought, you know, this vote is a vote for liberty and it's a vote for freedom. And I was so excited to fill that line in for Ron Paul. Cause and knowing that he wasn't going to win in Oklahoma, but it was beside the point. It was a vote on principle. My vote wasn't wasted. It told these idiots and these fools who think that they can run our lives and treat us like cattle. It told them that, hey, there's about 4 or 5, there's 3% in Oklahoma. There's 11,000 people in Oklahoma that don't like this kind of crap that you're pulling. And I'm one of them. And it's a vote on principle. Wasn't a vote to see who wins. I mean, there was a bunch of people saying, well, you need to vote for Romney so he can beat McCain and this. And I'm thinking, no. I'm voting for my guy. The guy I decided I was going to vote for over 6 months ago. And I went in there and I proudly did it today. It was a great feeling. It was like, yeah. Oh, baby. And I couldn't wait to put it in that dadgum diebold machine. And then the bells and everything started whistling in the thing. You're going, oh, gosh, this is eating this thing up. And, of course, I get the little green lights. And say, oh, you did great. And then, it's, you know, you're out the door. But, I mean, it was a wonderful feeling. And if you didn't get to vote, if you didn't go vote today and you were registered, shame on you. You should have. And if you were a Democrat and didn't get vote Republican, you were in a closed primary and you didn't go vote for Ron Paul today, shame on you. That's the only thing that's going to turn this out. Yeah, I know it's rigged and I know all that, but that's not the point. The point is to show up, that you let them know, hey, I am here and I'm not going to cower down anymore. I'm not going to sit back. It's if nothing else, it is a symbolic gesture that lets these bastards know that you mean business. That's what it's about. And I voted today with such pride. I words can't explain it. I mean, it was a great, great feeling. And I was only in the place a minute and a half. I was number 47 in my precinct this morning. Got there at 7:45, which means so that everybody could get up and get around And so I didn't have to worry about, you know, people going to school and wife and all that kind of stuff, going to work. I was up at 6:30 after being up till about 3 last night. And I got up, got, you know, got dressed, showered up, and boom, went over there. And it was wonderful. I mean, it was like walking on air, walking out that door. Because I did something based on principle. And it was a great, great feeling. I mean, I just can't tell you how awesome it was. And that if you didn't vote, well, I wish you would have. Because a lot of people, you know, think, well, my vote's wasted. It's not going to do me any good. Not going to win. It's not about winning. It's about what's best for your country. And the more people that understand that, the better it's going to be. I mean, the best it's going to be. It's incredible. And, you know, I'm just tickled that I got the opportunity to do that today. Somebody in the chat room asked when we're going to talk about direct action. We've been doing shows on direct action. And we're going to continue to do shows on direct action, on what people can do, how they can get involved in the local area, how they themselves can be a part of taking their country back. I'm tickled when I'm talking to more people that are coming to me and saying, look, I'm stepping up my efforts. I am tired. I just can't sit around and watch this anymore. I've got to do something. And more people are doing that. And I'm just tickled. Because I'm hearing the excitement in people's voice. Because people know we don't have a lot of time. And I mean, people willing just to let it all hang out at this point. You know, devil may care at this point to get the job done because they understand the gravity of the situation. And I'm tickled to be involved with them. I mean, it's cool. You know, just to be able to, you know, just to be a part of this in a small way. And you know, when I see this, that and the excitement that's building up in people, and you've got these meetup groups where a bunch of people are just saying, okay, we're ready to go. They're already finding their own congressional candidates. They're doing all kinds of stuff because they understand that this is not just about Ron Paul, that it's not just about electing somebody president. This is about our country. This is about the future. It's not just about one day, one event, nothing. This is for the whole enchilada, baby. And people are stepping up to the plate more and more. And I'm just tickled to be a part of it. I'm tickled to be a part of this network that's growing. We're getting calls from all over the country. We're getting on additional stations everywhere. It's so cool. I mean, it's cool. And, you know, you combine that with the reach of what Jack and Alex are able to do and what John's been able to accomplish and other networks and other platforms, guys who do podcasts. I mean, the word is getting out. It's taken time. But the word's getting out. And we're going to do even better. And you get micros up. We're going to try to do another micro show here pretty soon. To give you, you know, another rundown of information. And somebody gave me some information the other day that basically you could probably get on the air for about $300, maybe $400. That's pretty cheap. Not tons of power, but boy, if you do it right and you set it the right way, she'll go. And I think that's just something that's so exciting. That, you know, people can get involved in. So we're going to do a show on that here pretty soon as well. I mean, we're going to be a show of action and taking the country back and talking to people, and we're going to educate folks. If you've got people that are new to this, get them listening because we're going to start talking and breaking all this stuff down, Federal Reserve, all this stuff. And do it in a way where people are going to understand it. Give them the basic knowledge. Give them a good overview of what's going on. And let them get busy. They don't have to know everything under the sun. You know, 20 years of research can, you know, compiled into 2 hours. That's impossible. So we'll spread it out and we'll do a little bit of work and we're going to teach more folks. More people are going to come in, and we may not ever get to where we have a majority of people in this country who side with us. We may be just like those colonists back in 1776 that had whole 3%, 4%, 5%, and they took care of it, and that was all they needed. And you had the rest of the population, by and large, still loyal to the king. And but these guys had a vision and knew what to do and did it. And that's what we're going to have to do. Sorry, I hit my comp button there because I have had this little the weather here is weird. Today it was like 35, raining and cold. Yesterday it was in the 70s. The weather is just so back and forth, and my sinuses are acting up like you wouldn't believe. And I think they were spraying again today, or the day before, because they tend to when they get the chemtrail thing going on. I tend to get affected by it a little bit, but don't we all? All right, we're going to talk some more about the primaries tonight. We're waiting on results from Alaska, and they've yet to come for the Republican primary. And as soon as they start coming in, we'll start getting you the information here on the Midnight Rider right here on RBN. Plus, around the corner, we'll talk to Craig in Iowa. So don't go anywhere.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Here on the Midnight Rider here on RBN. Glad you're with us here on this Tuesday night broadcast here as we're talking the Super Tuesday primary. Real quick, though, I want to mention a sponsor here on RBN, the Freeze-Dry Guy. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Well, keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or your car. With Freeze-Dry Guy, freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There's never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit www.freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663, and the Freeze-Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. Head over there, take a look at him today, and let him know you heard about it on the Midnight Rider and RBN. To the phones we go. Craig in Iowa, thanks for waiting here on the Midnight Rider.
How you doing, Mike?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I was listening a little earlier, you know, and you had some people talking about guns and stuff, And I was sitting here and I was trying to think, and I think I came up with a good idea. Now, okay, you know, you said get involved in your local community and your counties.
Right.
That's excellent. Mm-hmm. But I think something else that as a nation we can do is find the corporation or the businesses that are pushing some of these candidates that we don't want in there, and have like a week-long boycott of,
right,
you know, of that for, you know, one every week, do a different one. Because I think if we did one at a time, these other companies would see the effect that, you know, the Patriot movement would have on a company, and they may start, you know, kind of changing their ideas a little.
That, you know, that's a pretty good idea. That, and at the same time, we've got to stop, feeding the beast any way that we can. Whether it be these huge, large corporations like you mentioned or the government itself, we've got to find ways to stop feeding it.
Sure.
Because it's only going to grow larger the more we feed it.
Right.
And it kind of defeats the purpose because we understand, you know, government, by what we face, is what we're arrayed against are a bunch of parasites. They feed off of us. They can't do anything on their own. They can't create. They can't make anything. They rely on us to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We need to start taking that away from them. The ability for them to exist and to get about and get along we need to remove it from them.
Yeah.
And that usually boils down to the MONEY.
Right. And that's, you know, and that's where I'm thinking, like, one, you know, one certain business a week, you know, because that would eventually start to put the fear factor in these companies. And I think, you know, I'm just trying to think, I think as a nation, that's something we could do that could have an effect, you know, even though we feel, you know, powerless about our votes. I think that that would be a way, you know, we can choose what we're going to buy. And I think that, I just think that's a good idea.
I wholeheartedly agree. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, you choose, you know, shop with moms and pops as much as you possibly can. Stay out of the chain stores. If you can. I know that that's really hard to do in a lot of areas. I know it is here, but I try to deal with local people as much as I possibly can. If I've got a choice between going to dinner at the diner down the road or going to one of these chain restaurants or something like that, I'll go to dinner at the diner down the road.
Right.
Because I know them, and they're good folks, and they're working hard. And so I prefer to give them my money than the big corporate restaurant. And those are things that we look at and we try to do, you know. Is support, you know, support the local businesses here. We go to the local Mexican restaurant that's not a chain. And oddly enough, that one where it's just a guy working hard, trying to support his family, he's got the best Mexican food in town.
You know, that's just it. And I mean, there's, you know, I mean, you know, we could pick a certain brand that is, you know, I think Romney just bought a, you know, a radio station. You know, there could be a boycott on that radio station for the complete week.
And yeah, well, I mean, if you want to boycott somebody, you know, start boycotting people like Procter & Gamble.
Right.
I mean, those are people that are, and it's not just from the religious aspect. Let me tell you, they've taken more jobs out of this country and shipped them overseas. And, and what they do to small business people in this country is incomprehensible. I mean, somebody ought to take them and slap them around a bit. Hold on, Craig. I'll hold you over for the break. Got to grab a quick break here. Back in just a second or more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Here on the Midnight Rider, everybody. Welcome back. Final half hour of the program tonight. Tomorrow night, it looks like it's going to be open lines, so we'll give you more of an opportunity to fit. Plus, we're going to dive into a bunch of news that we've not had an opportunity to cover tomorrow night. There's a ton of stuff going on, and we might even dig into the Willie Nelson deal a bit tomorrow night. But let's go back to Craig in Iowa. Craig, go ahead and wrap things up there, my friend.
Yeah, just quick, I just want to say, you know, it would be nice if... you know, like there's a website or a radio that would, you know, maybe put it down the product and the reason why, because I think it would be more effective, you know, as a collective for the whole week than, you know, because everybody boycotts their certain products right now, but as a collective entity, I think we could, you know, I think we could make a big difference. And hey, I'll let you go so other people can call. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Craig. I appreciate the call. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, get as many people to say, hey, I ain't messing with this thing anymore. And, you know, and the thing is, you know, like I said, you know, buy locally. You know, get away from that chain store, grocery store if you can, and buy from a local farmer. It helps him, and you're going to know what goes into the food because he's going to tell you. That's one of the things we do is we buy stuff as local as we possibly can. Buy stuff off the beaten path, that kind of stuff. And, I mean, yeah, it takes some extra time, and it might be a buck or two more expensive, but, hey, I'm tired of giving my money to these fools that want to, in the end, feed me crap and make me pay for the pleasure of it. And I'm just not going to do it anymore. Richard in Texas, thanks for waiting. You're on the Midnight Rider. How are you? Oh, Richard dropped out. How about Mike in Oregon? Go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mike. How are you tonight?
Oh, thank you very much indeed for asking, and I hope you feel good too. I have a few comments to make, if it's possible.
Sure, go right ahead.
My first comment is regarding Mr. Ron Paul. You know, this Mr. Ron Paul, he had many chances to tell the truth, and he did not tell the truth. I mean, when they ask questions about in many, many areas, I mean, he just kind of said some things, but very, you know, Ron Paul is, if he's not going to go run independent very soon, I mean, we have to say very, very soon, Hasta la vista, USA.
Well, I can agree with that in part, and I want to tell you why. There is, with these meetup groups, And I think this has been the best thing to happen out of this, is because it's getting people to start to mobilize to do something. Where before it's been just people doing things on their own effort. Now you've got people working together in small groups, which are hard to infiltrate. You get big groups, they're easily infiltrated, but you get small groups working together, and you can make a big difference. And people are starting to do that. The whole Ron Paul campaign, it's not, Mike. It's not about Ron Paul. It's about us. It's about us taking back our liberty. It's about us taking back our freedom. He's the guy that's just carrying the flag. Do I agree with everything the campaign's done? No. I think the campaign has made some serious mistakes.
Exactly.
And but again, you know, whether he wins or he doesn't, and I don't have any illusions about him winning the nomination at this point. I don't think that's going to happen. We'll see what happens if there's a brokered convention. I just don't think with the way things are working at this point, because we're still polling in the same numbers that we were 6 months ago, if not lower a bit, when it comes to national exposure and the like. So there's not much of a difference there. We've donated money. That money's starting to fall off a bit because people, I think, expected to see more than what they saw. But in the end, what he has said, he's just glad to be part of this revolution that we invited him. And I have to agree with that it's about us. It comes back to us. Do I wish the campaign would have made some better decisions? You betcha. And, I mean, there's probably some people over there that deserve a good head thumping. But still, people make mistakes. They're human. Could there be people inside his campaign that want to ensure he doesn't win or do well? That's possible as well. But I can't do anything about it. I mean, I've said here, I've hollered, I've screamed. Other hosts have hollered and screamed, whole nine yards. We've done show after show on it, and it hasn't changed anything. It's just the basic premise, the basic message of Ron Paul is one of freedom and liberty, and that's one I'm going to support. I'll continue to put my money behind it as long as he wants to go out and keep talking about it.
Exactly, indeed. I am very angry with you, too. But, the question is, the other guy was talking about the boycott this, boycott that. Mm-hmm. We don't have that kind of unity. We are not like European that, if at the blink of eyes, millions, 2 million, 10 million goes in the streets, similar like that. Because in Europe, the people have no fear from the government. But
right.
In the United States, we fear from the government, and that's the problem.
You're right. You're right, because it should be the other way around. And the problem is it isn't. And we have to let them know in the one certain terms in the end that, hey, the power that you have flows from us, not the other way around.
You know,
play it our way or not.
Exactly. The new world order, we have so many type of new world order, Christian new world order, Islamic new world order, and anybody say new world order,
They make it up,
Even I can make it in my own new world order, too. But for example, I'm just joking, but
In a way, that's true, because, Mike, you're from Iran, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm an Iranian-American, okay. And I'm very proud American. I am my oath is to the Constitution of the United States.
When did you leave Iran and come to America?
If you want the real story, it is the time when a globalist gave the plane to Ayatollah Khomeini when he landed in Iran. At that time, I left Iran.
I lived in Iran in 1978.
Right.
In the month before Khomeini got there. Matter of fact, my dad worked for an American company there. He left the day the Shah left. February 2nd, 1979.
Right.
But you and I both remember how quickly things can change. I mean, the climate in Iran politically changed overnight.
Yes.
I mean, literally overnight. And if you get enough people in this country that are finally get to the point where they have had enough, the climate in this country can change overnight just as rapidly within a space of a few weeks or a few months, just like it did in Iran. I remember, hey, when I got to Iran, I got there in April. It was April of 78. Khomeini wasn't even mentioned. Summertime, 1978, Khomeini was on every newspaper. By the time I left in early December of 1978, we left Iran under armed guard because they were afraid of what people might try to do to us.
Right.
But the situation changed nearly overnight, and the thing is, Mike, it can happen here too as well.
Especially, you know, when the last prime minister of the Shah of Iran, Dr. Shapur Bakhtiar, he sent F-5, four of them. He ordered to shoot the planes of the Khomeini, but at very last moment he did not so. And
right.
Then later on, when he was in Paris before he was killed by the terrorist government of Iran, he said that if he would do that, then they would, all the Iranians, they would say he was Imam Mahdi, he was Prince of Peace. And
yeah.
So for that reason, he didn't do it. And then, as a result, we see all this mass happening in Persian Gulf right now. I mean,
right.
You know, yeah, I wish he would do that. I mean, I wish that he would say, yes, go ahead and down it. But he had protection because CBS News, ABC News, NBC News, everybody wearing the plane of Khomeini. I mean, they give him a flat, free plane ticket to Tehran airport. I mean, how is that possible? I mean, if I want to go right now from Oregon to Paris, I have to pay $800 round trip ticket.
He had help from the CIA. I mean,
the
United States government got tired of the Shah and decided that they were going to make a regime change and immediately go and support Saddam Hussein, start filtering weapons and aid, biological weapons that were used. I mean, millions of Iranians and Iraqis died there on the Iran-Iraq border because of those biological weapons and a war that neither side was going to be able to win.
Exactly.
It was just tit for tat and back and forth.
Right. Exactly. You have very good knowledge. I'm very impressed with your knowledge and your everything that you're saying, absolutely correct. And
like I said, Mike, I was there.
Yeah.
You know, I lived outside of a town called Isfahan.
Wow.
And I lived in a little village just outside of a village called Shahin Shar.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm aware of that. Yes, I've seen the Isfahan too. And the thing is that right now, today, you see the revolutionary guards. They take the people in the streets, take it to the FEMA camp in the prison in Tehran and other FEMA camps built in Iran all over. And
yeah.
then after this regime change, whether it's by the World War III or by other means, this regime would be gone. They will find minimum of 3 million political prisoners, mass graves, all over Iran, the same way that they found in Iraq, and many mass graves in Iraq. I mean, this is the terrorist government in Iran. It's very, very, very horrible. They need to go. I mean, for me, the best way is to go to a coup attempt by CIA or MI6 that they have done so before. You remember the Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh at that time. They did that and they threw Dr. Mohammad Mossadegh out. I mean, they can do the same thing too today.
Yeah.
I mean, then they can prevent the World War III. But it seems to me with the cables are cut down in Bahrain, and right now, five.
I'm hearing Mike. There might be as many as nine, And I've got to let you go here because I've got another call to take. But there might, and I appreciate you calling in because your analysis of things is spot on. And you certainly demonstrate that what has happened there once can happen again, and it can happen here. And that's what essentially we're seeing in many ways, where you're drug off in the middle of the night. This Senate Bill 1959, this homegrown terrorism radicalization nonsense they're trying to push through the Senate now, is absolutely absurd. We're going to spend a couple of minutes on it, but real quick, I want to get John in New York to weigh in here. John, thanks for waiting. Welcome to the program.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about some quick things. If the steam mostly our steam is mostly done right now, what are we going to do now about the Ron Paul thing? We're still going to be putting signs up. What should we do?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I'm going to continue to support him as long as he's willing to go out and talk and to educate people about what's going on. I'm willing to keep throwing money in, and I'm going to keep promoting him. I'm going to keep talking about him. I'm going to keep talking about the message because again. You've got a guy there that has this opportunity to draw hundreds if not thousands of people at a time. It's more people were waking up. Heck yeah, I'll keep putting money in it.
I sense that we have a big lull going on now between now and the next big shoe to drop. Maybe we should start looking each of us in our own backyards for local candidates to start putting some of our effort behind them because
that's what a lot of these meetup groups are already starting to do. Yeah. John, is they're starting to find their own candidates. They're going to start pushing them forward. You get guys running for sheriff, city council, county commissioner. They're starting to get people to run for Congress, state legislature, the whole nine yards. I mean, that's the key thing that gets me excited about all this is these meetup groups and people getting together and saying, hey, we can and we must make a difference. And that's just tripping my trigger big time.
Well, a lot of the patriots out there, this is a little bit off topic, we'll start seeing, and they're saying now the pawn shops are really getting heavily inundated by people selling the Golden Gun. I don't know why they've cashed it in for greenbacks, but what patriots should be able to do right now is put an ad in the paper saying we'll buy your guns. And if it's the kind of gun you don't need or don't want or you don't have any money for, I've been doing a little of this. I'll go over and approach the people, and I'll see if it's something I don't want or I can't afford, and I'll hand them a DVD, and I'll start talking to them about why they should keep the gun.
Right,
and that way it gives me a good excuse to talk to them about all this information that they need to know, and otherwise I wouldn't have a chance to meet up with them. There's a couple of things I was going to talk to you, but sometime I got to get a hold of you, and I've got some ideas for more web sponsors for you.
Cool. Shoot me an email with your phone number at mike@midnightridershow.com. I'll give you a call.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. And John's a great guy. He's one of our micro guys up in New York and always looking and working, finding new ideas. Ideas off the beaten path, and you go, ooh, yeah, I kind of like that. So we'll talk more on the other side here about Senate Bill 1959 as we kind of wrap up the program here. And still no results on the Republican side from Alaska. But we'll come back, final segment around the corner, here on the Midnight Rider.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Final segment tonight here on the Midnight Rider. I wanted to let Queen play, but not enough time because we got Richard on the phone from Texas who's called back. Richard, thanks for calling back. How are you tonight?
Hey, no problem, Mike. Thanks for squeezing me in here at the end. I appreciate that. And I just want to let people know that this is not over. This is all about delegates. It's all about the delegates. And currently, not counting California, which is a huge state, but right now I've got McCain sitting with, from tonight, 370 delegates from tonight. Now, the total at stake delegates tonight are 1,023. So I would figure, you know, to win 50% of those, that means McCain needs 511. And so what that, if California, let's say McCain won all of California, there's about 170 delegates over there, that would put him at about 540 delegates on the night, which is just a little bit over 50%. Which that means he's still very vulnerable because you need, out of 2,380 total delegates at stake throughout the primaries, you need 1,191 delegates to win. Now, I think tonight is probably going to make it mathematically impossible for Huckabee to win. I think it'll probably make it mathematically impossible almost for Romney to win. And I think the only one with a mathematical chance of winning through the primary process will be McCain. But that means that he's very vulnerable to be, for his mathematical possibilities to be removed as well.
Yeah.
These upcoming primaries. So bottom line is, we're still in the game. I think we can still force a brokered convention. We've got to work to support Ron Paul, and we've got to get the word out to the rest of America about how McCain is a bad choice for America, so we can kind of work on a double-edged sword. Primarily, we need to work to support Ron Paul, but at the same time, let everybody know how bad McCain is, so in the future, we can shift more delegates to these other candidates, including Ron Paul, and force that brokered convention scenario. And I think that we can really do that.
Yeah, I think it's possible to do it, especially if you do the math from tonight. And I think tonight was a night, Richard, that they were really working to try to squeeze Romney out. And Romney so far has managed to pick up six states. McCain's got nine, and Huckabee's got five. Romney won in Montana, which is winner-take-all, which excludes McCain. So it could get interesting, and I would think at this point, you know, you've got Romney picking up six states. I think he'll probably throw some more of his millions and continue on. Where had he been locked out, tonight would have been the end of it.
I don't see anybody dropping out. Huckabee, I've got him with at least 131 delegates tonight, at least. I've got Romney sitting here with about 157 delegates at least out of tonight. McCain currently with 370, and Ron Paul, we've got North Dakota with 5, and the possibility of West Virginia with 3. And we don't know what's going on in Alaska. I even checked local news outlets up in Alaska right now. I can't find out anything at the moment. But
no, there's nothing on the Alaska GOP side either.
Well, I did find some on the Democrat side, and I don't even remember who won, but I didn't really care that much. But on the Republican side, I couldn't find anything. We'll have to wait and see there. But the thing of it is I think this almost mathematically eliminates Romney and Huckabee. But what they're going to be thinking about is what we're thinking about, and that's brokered convention. So this is just going to amp up the Romney campaign. It's going to amp up the Huckabee campaign, and it should amp up us, the Ron Paul campaign. So you're going to have three campaigns focusing to do a McCain political takedown here.
Yeah, because and plus you've got all of mainstream talk radio that's on McCain's hind end at this point, and trying to damage him as much as possible. Richard, I appreciate the call. We're out of time. SB 1959, this homegrown terrorism bill could come before the Senate at any time. You got to get on the phone tomorrow, start talking to your senators, and tell them this is no go. They vote for it, they're out. Period. If it passes, they can consider themselves gone. Time to pack their bags. Folks, I'm out of here. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks. That's why we're fighting to save this country. Everybody have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow.